Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and each week I meet with military veterans to learn about their civilian career, what they do, how they got there, and advice for other veterans seeking to do the same. Today's episode number 192 with Bob Wiedauer.
I decided that my family had moved, 17 times in 22 years, and I was going to let them choose where we were going to live. So that's how I did it. It's a little bit different than the most traditional advice. And so that's what we did, and we decided that San Antonio was going to be where we were going to end up when I retired.
Well, my guest today made the transition to the civilian workforce after 22 years of military service with the U.S. Marine Corps. His current employer, Combined Insurance, actively recruits military veterans and actually guarantees that every single military veteran and their spouse can have an interview at Combined Insurance. We cover a lot of ground in this episode, including why veterans should consider sales, larger companies, and companies that target military veterans. A special thanks to Steve Bain for setting up this interview, and an added thanks to Combined Insurance for sponsoring this episode and making it possible for us to continue to do these sorts of interviews at Beyond the Uniform. As always, at beyonduniform.io, you'll find show notes. And with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Bob. Joining me today in Chicago, Illinois, is Bob Wiedauer. Bob, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Thanks a lot, Justin. I appreciate being here and I appreciate you having me on the show.
So I wanted to give listeners a quick glimpse about your background. Bob is the Vice President of Sales, Development, and Military Programs at Combined Insurance, which is a Chubb company. Combined Insurance is a leading provider of supplemental accident, health, and life insurance products in North America. Combined Insurance Company of America is committed to helping people find the coverage they need at a price they can afford. Bob served as an officer in the Marine Corps for over 22 years and worked as an executive director at USAA for 15 years prior to joining Combined Insurance. So Bob, maybe to start things off, if someone is listening and they're on active duty, how would you explain to them what Combined Insurance is?
Yeah, thanks, Justin. Combined Insurance provides supplemental insurance, as you mentioned, and supplemental insurance is the coverage that takes over after major medical, over and above major medical. So let's say that you broke your leg and couldn't work. Well, you have a major medical policy that's going to cover the hospital care, the doctor's visits, the actual cast, and all the things that go along with the actual breaking of your leg. But what it doesn't pay for is the money that you're losing because your leg is broken. When you can't work, you can't actually earn a living. So supplemental insurance pays you for that time that you're out, or that time that you're sick or injured.
That's great. It's probably everyone feels this way, but I broke my hand last year mountain biking, and you're right, like the insurance covered much of the surgery and kind of the immediate problem, but then there's so much fallout anytime you have an accident of not being able to work as much and not, all of these other things that you're kind of left high and dry with from an insurance standpoint. So it sounds like you really step in to cover those other areas that still affect people but are not covered by traditional insurance.
That's correct. And another example that happens frequently is if you happen to have a child gets hurt or injured, well, obviously a medical insurance policy is going to cover any of their problems, but it doesn't cover the time it takes for you to take that child to the doctor or to get the care necessary or to hire additional help needed to care for that child while they're at home or something along those lines. So it helps in that respect as well.
And for listeners, how would you explain, what does that title mean? So Vice President Sales Development and Military Programs, could you kind of translate that to what you actually do?
Sure. I have several different responsibilities here at Combined Insurance. A large portion of them are to assist in the sales development, assist in increasing sales and building leaders of our sales agents and things along those lines. Part of my responsibilities here is also to run the military programs. I have a military program manager that I work with as well, who's mostly spends 100% of his time on military programs, trying to hire as many veterans as we can, trying to build support networks within our organization to help veterans both transitioning from the military and supporting them while they're here with any needs that they may have. Also, we do community giving type programs to veteran organizations. We run that out of this office as well. So we do a lot of different things, and it's all kind of focused, at least on the military, to hire as many veterans as we can and support them while they're here at Combined.
That's great. I mean, I think it's such an incredible sign anytime you see an institution or an organization that has specifically people who are focused on military and the veteran community. And I love that it's not just the active hiring of these people, but it sounds like a lot of that is supporting vets once they're in the organization, helping them make that transition, giving them the resources to be successful there. That's a great, I just think that's a great hallmark of the company you work at, that they have devoted serious resources to that. It's not just, you do hear a lot of organizations that are like, yeah, we want to hire vets, but the fact that your title has that in it, it's a sign that they're putting their money where their mouth is, and that is a big priority at Combined Insurance.
Yeah, exactly. You know, obviously being in this arena, you meet a lot of people from other organizations, you know, that are at hiring events or things such as that. And there are a lot of companies that claim to have, you know, claim to be veteran friendly and things like that. But when you start digging into exactly what they do, a lot fewer of them actually have programs designed for veterans and to support veterans after hiring. So we're one of those, and we definitely see the value in veterans, and not only from a just wanting to be, you know, a good corporate citizen and hire our transitioning service members, but they make the greatest employees. So we see their value in our organization, not just from a patriotic standpoint.
Mm. And maybe if someone is listening and they're curious about working at Combined Insurance, could you talk maybe about some of the different career opportunities available at Combined Insurance?
Yeah, we have. We're an insurance company, so we have all the different careers that an insurance company we have. We have actuaries, we have finance folks, we have underwriters, we have IT individuals. But the largest, the bulk of our workforce are sales agents, and this is really where the veteran. The veteran would be appropriate anywhere, but that's where we're really kind of focusing our efforts for a couple of reasons. Number one is our sales agents need to be very ethical. We're a highly regulated industry, so they need to do what's best for the customer, which, you know, obviously veterans do. They need to be able to overcome obstacles. They need to be able to talk to people. They need to have a service mentality to serve others, and especially community members, which is obviously what our insurance does provide. And they need to be able, or the sales jobs anyway, are very merit-based. So the better you are, the higher you go in the company, and it's not based on a quota. It's not based on anything else other than just your merit. So I think those traits really tie into a veteran's generic personality. Everybody's a little bit different. The other thing is that our sales process is very structured, but it's structured in a way that can be used however you design or desire to use it, and when you desire to use it. So I think that kind of coincides very nicely with a veteran's thought process too, because as you know, in the military, you have a checklist for everything, but and you're expected to follow that checklist, but you're also expected to follow mission type orders to get the job done, however you can get that job done. So it's a very structured process that can be used in flexible ways. And again, I think that really suits a veteran's experience.
And I want to go off on a bit of a tangent here, because I know that in talking to so many different veterans over the years, a lot of times veterans have, or people in the military, and I would put myself in this group as well. When you're in the military, there is an adverse reaction to a sales title. And a lot of the people that I've spoken with have cited the fact that either they dislike the thought of selling, or there's a fear of having a role that's commission-based in some way. And I just want to kind of throw in from my lens that the one of the best pieces of advice I got in business school at Stanford from Irv Grossbeck, who's one of the owners of the Boston Celtics, incredibly successful man, and he had just talked about how sales is one of the most important and critical functional roles that he ever sees. And he would prescribe this as advice, no matter your desired career path, of how critical sales are. And as an entrepreneur, I can attest to, you know, you are selling employees to work for you, you are selling investors to invest in you, or you're selling customers to buy from you, you're selling customers to stay with you. Everything in my world seems like sales. And so when I think of people who are listening who are on active duty, this sort of sales role, while initially it may not strike you as something that you're interested in, I would really encourage you, whether it's at Combined Insurance or somewhere else, to really consider a sales role. It is probably not what you're thinking. It's something that you have done a lot in the military, even if you haven't viewed it as sales. When you are getting your team rallied behind you to do something, when you are pitching an idea to a group of people that may not want to do this, there is so much sales that I've seen in the military, even if you don't view it as sales. And so apologies, Bob, I didn't want to kind of go off on my own tangent here, but I just think that the opportunity that you're providing to veterans in terms of sales, it is a skill set that is so important, regardless of what they do 10 years from now, that it's a great way to start by getting that skill set and getting that experience. And especially, you know, given that merit-based aspect that you talked about, I think that's something that would connect with a lot of veterans of wanting to do something where you're just measured by your performance. There's no politics, there's no BS. It is 100% about your capabilities. And I think tactics and execution is where vets really excel across the board. And so being judged by your execution is a great advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for that, Justin. I appreciate it. You know, often people that have that kind of mental state that I could never do sales are thinking about those people that are selling things that are probably not the best products, and they're probably selling them to people that don't need those products, and it's a real chore to do, and you're trying to convince somebody of something that they don't really need or don't really want. And that's not the case, at least not here at Combined Insurance. I mean, our products are useful to just about every American. They are, you know, competitively priced. They're very, very solid products. We have a solid financial foundation here. So you're doing needs-based analysis with these community members and figuring out what their risks they are currently experiencing, and then fulfilling products that will solve those risks for them. So it's not the traditional, hey, I've got to sell this thing to you even though you don't need it. It's very, very needs-based selling. So I think from that respect, it's a little bit different than what most people envision as well.
And, you know, another thing that comes through from the 190 interviews I've done prior to this is I would say it's safe to say that most people who come from the military are both mission and purpose driven. And our military service, it met a need for many of us of having, you know, contributing something bigger than ourselves. And I think that's one reason why it's important for listeners to consider at least joining companies that have strong values behind them. And I just did a interview with someone in the blockchain space, and they were talking about how much values drove them being involved in that space. And what I think is great about what Combined Insurance is doing is, at essence, like, the goal is to protect people and their families and to keep people safe. And that's very much aligned with what many people were doing in the military. You're protecting
Exactly.
families, you're keeping people safe. And so I like that you pointed that out, Bob. It's like, selling is easy if you believe in the product. Like, I will talk to anyone who listens about REI. I love REI as a company. I love their products. I'm selling it for free when I'm talking to friends over a beer. It's a similar thing. If you believe in the values behind what Bob's talking about, it becomes easier to sell it because it's not really selling. You're just talking about something and solving a problem. You're solving someone's acute problem and keeping them safe.
That's exactly right.
Could you talk more about kind of what your day-to-day life looks like? I know it's kind of helpful for people who are listening at, and they hear your title with sales development and military programs. I know a lot of listeners have written in and talk about how much they benefit from hearing the nitty-gritty. And so whether that's just today or just a representative day, if you could kind of walk us through what a day looks like and the types of activities you're doing throughout the day.
Of course. Like I mentioned before, my job responsibilities are broad. So that's one of the things that I really love about my job is that I get to do a lot of different things during the day. Today on a Monday, of course, it's a big. We try to start the week off fast on sales. So we have sales meetings every Monday. And get the staff together and talk about all the things that are going on and how we're gonna help motivate and encourage the sales force this week. We also talk about the things that are coming up that are gonna have an impact on the sales force, whether it's new IT, whether it's different products that we're gonna offer or changes to existing products or that sort of thing. Anyway, we have kind of a staff meeting and just kind of talk over those things. We also, from time to time, do veteran hiring events. Those usually we probably do one of those a week or so between me and my military program manager. And that's usually kind of an all-day event, whether it's here in Chicago or someplace else across the country and try to hire veterans. We also, or I also, deal with some of the sales agents directly if they're having a particular issue that I can help them with. I'll take care of that. I also deal with the leaders, the sales managers, and higher up individuals who might need some assistance in trying to find ways to, again, further ways to motivate the salespeople. We're also doing. I also spent some time today looking at results and trying to figure out where I can apply some support to assist in the sales efforts and leadership efforts, that kind of thing. So it's very it's very widespread. We deal with real estate, so we have offices, small little offices across the country that I kind of lead the efforts on. Designing or determining which offices to expand, to extend their leases, to build out new ones, et cetera. I have a program manager that takes care of that for me, and just a lot of different things, a lot of different things.
That's great. I love the variety. I bet that keeps things fresh and interesting to have so many different aspects to be running with.
Sure. Yep.
What about, I imagine you've seen so many different military applicants at Combined Insurance, and I'm just wondering if anything stands out as common mistakes that veterans make when they apply to a job or when they're interviewing that you would highlight for listeners to be aware of.
The the most common mistakes that I've seen are pretty standard. It's the ones the resumes that have military acronyms, military job titles that are totally military that most people, most civilian organizations won't even understand what they do. And when they interview, they do the same thing, talk in military terms only. But I do want to say that Combined Insurance will guarantee any veteran or their spouse an interview for a job. We can't guarantee a position, but we'll guarantee an interview, especially for one of our sales positions. So that kind of alleviates the problem with the resume. It doesn't alleviate the problem with the interview, however. So I still want to kind of, you know, talk about things in civilian terms that you did in your military career.
Yeah, that's it's good that you point that out. I think it is a common shortcoming of people in the military is just not having had, for anyone listening, if you're spending 5 or 10 years or more on service, that's time where your counterparts are spending refining their stories and interviewing and having to go through this process and getting better at it. And so when you exit the military, you're competing with people who have been doing this for a decade. And not only that, that the jobs that they've done are probably easily understood by the hiring manager and the person making that
exactly.
decision. And so it's worth that extra time of especially meeting and talking to people who aren't from the military to be able to tell them your story and have them point out those blind spots about terms that you don't even realize are particular to the military. It's just so ingrained. It's like a new language you've spoken your whole life. You don't even realize that other people don't understand it. And so having those people to point out those blind spots and also getting some practice of telling these stories and those common interview questions that are asked and being able to talk about your accomplishments, being able to talk about your previous failures, but doing it in a way that the hiring manager can really understand rather than needing an interpreter to figure out what it is that you're describing. Could you talk about if someone is listening and they were interested? I think it's incredible that, first of all, that you guarantee those interviews. So if someone was interested in applying, could you kind of walk through what that application process looks like and in broad terms what the interview process looks like?
Sure. There's a couple of ways to do it. Obviously, we have a website, combinedinsurance.com, and it's got a hiring or an employment page on there that you could go to and select that you were interested, or you can contact me or the home office or anybody, and we'll be happy to link you up with a local person. The interview, especially for our sales positions, the interview is kind of three steps. The first step is to just meet with the local sales manager in the area, just to kind of get a good sense of who you are, and you can get a good sense of who we are, and there'll be, you know, obviously some question and answer period there, but it's just more of a get to know you type session. But then the next step is that we will send you out with an agent to do a full day of sales, and we call it a demonstration, to make sure that it's something that you can do and that you would want to do. And that's step two. And then the final step would be to meet back with the sales manager and just kind of go over that demonstration day, the demo day, and kind of get, you know, answer any more questions you have, for you to answer any questions that you have, et cetera. So, and then the next step after that is if both parties are satisfied and think that this would be a good fit, then we will fly you to Chicago for a week of sales training. We'll put you up in a hotel and feed your meals and things like that. And then After that, you would go back to your location, wherever that is, and our sales managers would kind of continue that training process to make sure that you're successful. So that's kind of how the interview and onboarding process works.
I think the most incredible part of that process is that second step where you go out for a day to actually be in the field and see what that's like. I'm trying to think of the jobs I'm aware of where you're able to get that actual view. That's one of the things that's always frustrating me with interviews is that on both the interviewee side and the interviewer side, it's so artificial. It's trying to ask people questions and put them in situations. And it's I honestly can't think off the top of my head of a job where I've seen where you do get, as part of that interview process, you get to see what it's like. You get to, there's no smoke and mirrors. You're out on
That's
these
right.
calls and you're getting a sense of like, is this something that I could get excited for? And I think that's great because I imagine for those who opt out of that, it saves both of you time. It saves them the time of going through the training and then realizing they don't like it, and it saves you the resources because it sounds like that week of training and in the hotel, it's a considerable expense to train each employee. So you save yourself that by if the person isn't a good fit or realizes like, oh, maybe this is not the ideal career for me.
Correct. Yep.
And I was just also, and I'll put this in the show notes for listeners, but I was just looking at your the career page on combinedinsurance.com. And it's also seems like this would be relevant to a lot of veterans because I'm seeing a sales agent in Wyoming, Central New York, Florida, Southwestern Georgia. Like it is very broad coverage across the United States in sort of terms of locations. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, it's continental U.S. Wide right now. And the other thing I wanted to mention, Justin, is that the jobs are portable. And so if you end up starting out in Florida someplace and your family moves to Pennsylvania, I'm just making those places up, the job goes with you. So you basically continue to do what you were doing in Florida in Pennsylvania. Now that may not be as valuable to some, but the people that it's very valuable for, at least in my opinion, is military spouses who, you know, they want really two things in a job. They want flexibility and they want portability. And this job offers both of those. It's flexible. Like I mentioned, we have a very structured sales process in which you can use when and how you want to. So if you want to drop your kids off every morning at 8 a.m. at school, then you can do that and go to work after that, or pick them up in the evening or whatever. But it's also portable. And so again, if a military spouse, if the service member moves, the spouse goes with that individual and can continue to work. So as a result of that, I mean, that's always been one of the real strong points that I see from this. But as a result of that, we were identified last year by the Department of Defense as a military spouse employment partner for recognizing all that we do for military spouses, and flexibility and portability are the two big things that we can provide.
That's great. I mean, coming from post-military, I've been involved in extremely tiny companies and startups, and one of the things I've always looked at larger companies like Combined Insurance that is appealing is when you work at a company of their size, first of all, it generally, and it sounds like from what you're describing, there is a great training program. They have done so many millions of iterations of sales. You are learning a tried and true process. And, you know, my experience in startups is you are inventing stuff on the go. It's just kind of learning through mistakes. There's not generally formalized training, which I think a lot of people appreciate in the military, is very structured training so you can learn and get up to speed very rapidly. And then the second thing that you just highlighted is working in a large organization like this, you have so much flexibility in terms of geography. And you were pointing out, it sounds like a case where someone may be moving. It's not like it is a single office where if you need to move for family reasons or things like that, that you have to switch companies. One of the appeals of a large company like this is there is such a large footprint that you are covered as your life changes and you need to move different locations. You're not locked into one location for the rest of your life.
That's correct. Yeah. And again, the portability is one of the key factors in just about everybody's job search, but especially military spouses.
Yep. And one other thing is just, and this may be, we can skip this if this is not applicable, but I was just kind of curious if there's a sense of, someone straight out of the military, what does that title look like? What does the kind of career progression look like? And I was also curious if the position, is it commission only, or how is that structured?
Yeah, our sales positions are commissioned only. And again, we provide you all the training, all the support to make you successful. The demonstration day will give you a real good sense of what it's going to take to be successful. We have many people here at Combined who have been here 25, 30, 35 years. So, it's obviously something that some people have found a real home here. The progression is we have, on the sales side, we have kind of two different lines that you can go. We have the career sales agent, which is people that, you know, just enjoy selling and enjoy meeting new people and enjoy solving problems with those new customers. And you can progress up to, you know, very senior levels just as sales agents, and the higher you go, the more commissions you make and the more benefits you get and things like that. But we also have a leadership track where after you have proven to be a successful sales agent, then you can go to leading other sales agents and all the way up to leading the entire sales organization. So we have two different tracks, and you can go either way you want to, depending on your own desires. And we have some people that, like I said, that have been here 35 years, and they just like going out and meeting new people and selling insurance. So you can basically design your own career path here.
I'm thinking of a quote I had heard from someone in business school, which was that the CEO always works for their best salespeople, and another quote of generally the highest paid employees in any company. It's not the C-suite. It's not the chief executive officer, chief operations officer. It is almost invariably the salespeople. And so I imagine for some listeners that thought of commission only can be intimidating. And the flip side of it is there is so much upside. You know, it may take you weeks or months to kind of get up to speed, but once you do, not only do you have so much financial upside, but I imagine this will appeal to the subset of listeners that wants to bet on themselves. Like if you are confident, if you are aggressive, if you are in that sort of sales role, like Bob said earlier, it is a meritocracy. It is, your performance is judged by one thing. And I think for many of my friends, I think that would be intimidating. For me, that gets me exciting because it's like, oh, it's not based on anything else. Like if I go out and crush it, I'm going to reap the reward. That can be very, very motivational, even if it's not what you're used to. And so, I appreciate your laying out what that looks like, Bob.
Well, and our company's been around almost 100 years, and our sales process has evolved over the years, but it's basically the same as when W. Clement Stone started it almost 100 years ago, and we call it the success system that never fails. And if you follow, again, our structured sales process, the way it's designed, you will, I mean, no, nothing's guaranteed, but you will succeed. It's called the success system that never fails because it never fails. So if you have the drive, if you have the desire to get ahead, this is like owning your own business without all the overhead. So you do have, we will give you the tools to to be successful, just like you mentioned. And it's after that, it's up to you. And we have many, many different success stories where it has worked. So,
and I just one last plug on this is, again, I'm coming from this startup perspective, but if you're working with a company less than probably 100, maybe even 250 employees, the sales structure is most likely somewhat volatile. It's a new product. It's still figuring out the sales cycle, how long it takes to sell, how to sell, all of those things. But with a company like Combined that is that large and has been doing this for so long, I'm imagining there's not a tremendous amount of variability. Like when they have probably had thousands of salespeople go through this process. And so when they say, this is what it looks like, and this how is how long it takes to earn a certain amount, there's a high degree of confidence there. There's just so many more data points than in a
exactly.
small company. And so it's not as high of a beta, high of a risk as if you were joining
That's
something
right.
new and in this unknown process.
That's correct. Yep.
Bob, one other thing I wanted to ask about too is just more on the personal front of you were in the Marines for over 22 years and am grateful for your service for that amount of time. Could you talk about, especially for listeners who may be approaching retirement and approaching their first job search, what was that process like for you of doing that first job search after 22 years of service?
I went to, you know, transition assistance program like everyone did. It's obviously changed over the years, but I can remember them. The prevailing thought was that you are going to network and you're going to find a job, and then wherever that job is located, that's where you're going to move when you get out of the service. And I didn't. That's not the way I did it. I decided that my family had moved, 17 times in 22 years, and I was going to let them choose where we were going to live. So that's how I did it. It's a little bit different than the most traditional advice. And so that's what we did, and we decided that San Antonio was going to be where we were going to end up when I retired. And so then I had to find a job, and the one organization that really stood out as a possibility to me was it stood out because of its military friendly brand and what they did, in the financial services, and that was USAA. So that's where I focused my job search efforts. They were headquartered in San Antonio, and so I did it a little bit different than most people would recommend, but that's how I started, and the biggest thing being, of course, USAA's military-friendly environment and veteran-friendly environment. So I can't guide anybody and how they would make that decision, but that's really the first decision that you have to make: is you're going to look for the job and then move to wherever that job is. Or are you going to find a location and then determine where you're going to work after that?
I love that. It's something I've always been hesitant to do is to close doors of, the moment you pick a geography, you're closing the doors on all the other places
Yep.
you could live. And while Right. that is the most uncomfortable thing to do, it is the best thing you can do in your career search. The moment you start closing doors, you're able to specialize, you're able to focus, rather than being too thin, or that common statement that people say is I'm a jack of all trades, or I'll go anywhere and take any job, and that
right,
actually makes
right.
it harder for people to help you because they can't think of, it's just too broad of a set of possibilities. But I imagine when Bob was certain on, I'm going to go to San Antonio, man, if he ran into me or anyone else who wanted to help him in that search, then I'm narrowing my Rolodex. I'm like, oh, okay, who do I know in San Antonio who can help you out?
And exactly.
So it's great that you were able to put that stake in the ground initially.
Exactly.
I also wanted to ask, I always like to hear if there's any resources that have helped you in your civilian career, and that could be a book you read, a podcast, a movie, a conference you went to, a website, or anything that has helped you in your career that you would recommend to listeners.
Yes, it's actually an organization, and one of the things that I wish I had when I transitioned was a personal one-on-one coach to help me through that transition, to help me write a resume, to help me network, to help me find, you know, what kind of job I would be not only good at, but that I would find enjoyment in. And, you know, again, you go through the transition assistance programs, and they're you know, group focused. And there are some organizations out there that for a fee will, you know, will help you through that transition on a one-on-one basis. But there's an organization called American Corporate Partners that actually provides a one-on-one coach, if you will, to help you through those things. And I've been associated with them for a number of years now. And it's a nonprofit. Well, it's not, there's no charge to the veteran who is seeking their services, and they can help them through that. They can help write a resume. They can help translate civilian or military terms into civilian terms. They can help focus your efforts, like you just mentioned, on a location or an industry, or just through, you know, just through the mentorship program, just through the counseling, or you know, just a kind of a as a friend, as a fellow veteran that's helping a friend make the transition that they made. So it's not a book or a podcast or anything, but I think that organization's a real useful for anybody that's transitioning.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. So for listeners, I'll put this in the show notes, but in episode number 151, I interviewed Timothy Cochrane from American Corporate Partners. I echo everything you just said. I had heard about ACP from someone else early on with Beyond the Uniform, and I used to plug their organization at the end of every episode. I had no affiliation with them. I still don't, but I think that they are such an incredible organization. And like you said, that one-on-one mentoring is so powerful. It can save so much time and so much heartache. And the fact that they not only have an incredible network, like they put you in contact with unbelievable people. One of the people I interviewed, Hank, I'm blanking on his name, but Hank, he won or was nominated for an Academy Award. He, through American Corporate Partners, was paired with George Lucas, the Star Wars George Lucas. That was his mentor. So not that like that's always the case, but that they have a great network of people, and it's all for free. And so I think that's an incredible resource, and I'm happy that you pointed that out. Well, I always like to keep the last question open-ended, and that is that I appreciate all the answers you gave me and just everything, all the ground that we covered, but I'm sure that there's some things that I didn't ask about that that you could share with listeners. And so I just want to keep it open-ended of what have we not talked about that you want to make sure that listeners know?
There's one thing that we've kind of alluded to, but didn't come right out and say it. But when you are, if there are veterans out there that are transitioning from the service or just looking for, you know, another job to or another career to seek, you really need to take a look at the organizations that have a military and veteran-friendly association with them. And there's a couple of organizations. Military Times does a survey each year, or puts out a list of veteran-friendly or best for vets employers. GI Jobs, of course, Victory Media puts out their military-friendly employer list each year, and really start there. And there's not only big companies, but there's smaller companies as well. And there's companies from every industry that make these lists. So I would really encourage you to check out those lists and start there on your job search to find out which ones in your area and your geography and which one in the industry that you're searching for actually have a military-friendly status to them. That's going to help you a lot, and you know, there are going to be people in those organizations that are there to support you. So I would start there.
And one thing that I would add on that is another theme that has come up in so many of the interviews I've done is that whether you realize it or not, most people, myself included, most people, when you separate from the military, miss the camaraderie and the close bonds with the people they served with. And it's one of those things like a fish in water. You may not realize that, but that is, and again, and just in my experience, that's not typical, the extent to which you have a close bond with your coworkers and the extent to which that bond goes is very strong. And so many veterans, when they transition, they miss that connection and that camaraderie. And I think that one of the many benefits of what Bob is describing is if you go to an organization that specifically aims to hire veterans, you have a lot of that community built in. You have people with a common history. You have people with common values and common language and common understanding. And I, my class at Stanford Business School was about 360 students, and I was very close with many of them by the time I graduated. But on day one, the five other military veterans, it was just such an incredibly tight bond immediately. And so I think that's something to consider is not only is an organization like Combined Insurance, not only are they putting out there that they are specifically hiring veterans, but that also brings with it the added benefit that you will likely have a very strong community of veterans where you're working, and that can be a big advantage.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, Bob, thank you for your support. Thank you for your time today, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show, and appreciate your support, too.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Bob. A couple quick notes before we wrap up. First of all, if you have recommendations for the show of the type of interviews or type of shows that would help you in your transition, definitely shoot me a line at beyonduniform.io or subscribe to our newsletter. I am putting out more and more active requests there for help as well as advice. It's a great source for that information. Second, if you're benefiting from the show, a great way to get the word out is by leaving a positive review on iTunes. There is a link in every single show notes to do so, but it does help get this in front of more military veterans. And lastly, check out our career coaching section. Most interviews cite the importance of self-knowledge. The most effective and scalable way I know of to do that is through one-on-one coaching with both a career coach and an executive coach. We have a program of subsidized coaches at beyonduniform.io who will take you through a six-hour process over 6 weeks to help you identify your values, your goals, all sorts of clarifying information that will help you identify and achieve your ideal civilian career. Check it out at beyonduniform.io, and I will be back next week with more interviews with military veterans about their civilian career. Take care.